Certainly, there have been times where, you know, there's no way we're hiring a white male.
It's kind of unspoken.
There are times when it's spoken, but...
How would they say it?
There's no way we're hiring a white male in this room.
Like straight to you,
They'd be very careful how they message that to agents.
According to these videotapes, Disney blatantly discriminates against whites, white men in particular.
I think I'm sort of like well prepared for it. I'm well positioned for it. But as far as Disney's concerned, I'm a white male. That's not who they're looking to promote at the moment.
As a white guy, even Michael has his own doubts about the possibility for advancement for himself at Disney. In fact, Michael actually got to experience Disney's discrimination against white males firsthand.
You know, I've been at the company 11 years now, so I have friends in HR and I have friends in those divisions. And they're like, look, nobody else is going to tell you this, Mike, but they're not considering any white males for this job. They're just not.
They even passed over a qualified half-black person for a promotion because they didn't look black enough.
We wanted to hire somebody in the department a few years ago now who was half-black but didn't, like, appear half-black. And there was a creative executive who was like, we're not, like, that's not what's wrong. Like, they wanted somebody in meetings who would appear a certain way. And he wasn't gonna bring that to the meeting. I mean, it kind of feels like at some point there's going to be a lawsuit. That's kind of how it feels, just because of, you know.
And that is a lawyer talking. So how does Disney explain pushing these discriminatory practices? They use code words and buzzwords.
I'm guessing that there is a acceptable code words and buzzwords that are used to explain what they're looking for. They might say something like, you know, look, we're not looking at like the usual suspects for this job. You know? So it's like not like a legally actionable thing. But everybody knows what it means. They, you know, the writers and actors hear all the time, they're like, you know, I'm looking to hire writers and actors who bring diversity. I'm not looking to bring on any more clients who are white.
Welcome to the Disney Tapes. My name is James O'Keefe, standing here in Burbank, California, outside Disney corporate headquarters. This is our first part in a series about blatant discrimination and woke policies at the Walt Disney Company. To say that the Disney Company has had a tumultuous 5 years, well, that would be an understatement. Major box office flops, a losing battle with the state of Florida, and a stock that is one of the worst performers on Wall Street. And as you'll probably conclude from this report, as well as recent shareholder rumblings, almost all of Disney's recent failings are as a result of Bob Iger and the cast of characters here at Disney that are trying to force woke DEI policies into every aspect of Disney's vast media empire. What used to be a highly profitable company by being the gold standard of family entertainment has taken a sharp downturn in the wake of all of its wokeness. Under CEO Bob Iger's leadership, Disney's downfall likely started with the insane hiring practices amongst its executives and creative teams. One of their top senior vice presidents claims that they not only discriminate against white men when recruiting and hiring middle management, they actually give bonuses for hiring and retaining employees that are specifically not white. According to these videotapes, Disney blatantly discriminates against whites, white men in particular. Not a week goes by without a news headline about potential medical supply shortages, threats to our infrastructure or power grid. And you remember what they pulled during the last pandemic. Certain medications were mysteriously out of stock. No way will I ever let that happen again. In today's unpredictable world, it's all about being prepared for who knows what they have in store for the next pandemic. Our friends and supporters at The Wellness Company have designed this unique, prescription-based medical emergency kit that is packed with 8 potentially life-saving prescription-only medications, including Z-Pak and Ivermectin, which I used myself while out on the road and starting to feel a bit under the weather. Health is everything. And this is a great opportunity to order a Wellness Company Medical Emergency Kit. The Wellness Company Medical Emergency Kit stands ready to treat over 30 common ailments ensuring you'll have access to vital medications when you need them most. And now save $45 per kit when you order using the code OMG. Get ready to write this down. Get your wellness company medical emergency kit at twc.health/OMG. That's twc.health/OMG. That's twc.health/OMG. And save $45 per kit today when you use code OMG.
You know, we have a diversity, equity, inclusion department who's very involved in, like, setting standards to make sure that, you know, shows have diversity.
Do you think, like, Bob has a say in the diversity stuff when they're casting people? Like,
100%.
To what?
He gives the director. I mean,
for each show, for each.
Not that specifically, but like, you know, hey, I want every show to have a substantial diversity.
Iger even has a chief diversity officer. Now, up until recently, that was Latondra Newton, who played a big part in dragging Disney full bore into its losing culture war by promoting discriminatory hiring practices and introducing gay, lesbian, transgender, non-binary, and other characters into Disney's children's animated series and films.
Is it like an all-across thing, like all of HR, or there's like that one specific person that kind of like... Because I forgot the lady's name. She's the head of the...
Oh, I know you're talking about the head of the diversity, yeah.
The African-American lady, yeah. So is that like kind of her deciding
She
that?
Oversees a lot of that, for sure. But it's pretty broad, I would say. There are other people in HR who are also focused on that.
I would say a relatively large percentage of our top writer creators happen to be gay. And a lot of...
Just by happenstance.
I mean, like, just like, if you say, whatever, I don't know, whatever, 10 or 15% of the population is gay, I would guess that 30 or 35% of our top writers are gay. And so I think a lot of them lean into trans stories more than the average straight writer would.
And in an odd twist, you have to be a white Jewish guy to be considered for a C-suite job. More on that next week. But now, let's meet Los Angeles-based Michael Giordano, a white male and Walt Disney Senior Vice President of Business Affairs.
I do business affairs, so like negotiations for television.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah. Nice, that's really cool.
So really, like on the creative side. You know, so a lot of it is, knowing like the guild agreements and the union agreements and everything, and like make offers for the writers and the actors who are going to be out working on the show and the producers and the directors and try to like, you know, get to a place where we can close a deal with them, help the production to budget. And so much of my job is just the negotiating, really. And then other people are doing kind of the drafting of the contracts. So,
you know, oh, wow. So, yeah, what's the negotiating like?
I'm like sitting down trying to figure out, okay, you know, what are we going to pay this actor for this role? What do we think they want? What, you know?
Oh, wow.
Kind of strategize that. Everything from how you produce a show, how you distribute a show, how you exhibit a show, how you market a show. Things like that, all of the negotiations and deal making that are related to it.
Yeah.
Two of our brave undercover journalist and American Swiper investigative reporters met Michael on the dating app Hinge. And aside from this story, which focused on Disney's overt discrimination against white men, you'll see later on in this report, and it'll be quite entertaining, Michael turns out to be quite the ladies' man.
How long have you been on, like, dating out?
Not very long.
Have you been going out?
Not a lot.
Anything, like, worth?
You know what's funny? No.
Let's dig right into Disney's blatant practices of discrimination. If you're wondering how Disney as a company looks at race, gender, and discrimination in the hiring process about how they recruit and hire talent, look no further.
I think there are times when it's like so front and center, it's like great because that's the focus, you know? Like we have so many shows where we're casting and we're like, yeah, we're not even gonna see, you know, certain people for it because we need that particular role to,
yeah. So is it intentional that they want, like they only look for diverse candidates for
at
certain
times.
Roles?
Yeah. I think there's certainly a belief that it's just good for society and they know. But there's also a belief that, like, we're going to make more money if we appeal to a wider variety of people. And it's a good thing. We have shareholders, too, you know. And so diversity helps with that.
Diversity helps with financial incentive.
Yeah.
So is it, like, do you think it's more so on that side? Are you using, like, any good crisis gets put to use?
I think it Disney would do it regardless. But I think that there are, like, even conservative people who may not want to lean into it can easily make the argument that, like, we make more money when we appeal to a wider variety of people, and that means diversity.
Yeah.
There's a real focus on every show. And I'm sure the movies too, though I don't deal with that side of it.
So,
you know, just making sure that the writer's room has a real, you know, diversity, not just, you know, not just gender or sexual orientation and ethnicity, but, you know, making sure that they're hiring some writers who may have certain disabilities where they wouldn't have been hired before. Or, you know, since there's kind of a really, there's a really broad look whenever we're doing to make sure that everybody gets.
Yeah.
So they talk a big game about DEI, but do they actually do it? Apparently so. They even passed over a qualified half-black person for a promotion because they didn't look black enough.
We had a situation where we wanted to hire somebody in the department a few years ago now, who was half black, but didn't, like, appear half black. And there was a creative executive who was like, we're not, like, that's not what we want. Like, they wanted somebody in meetings who would appear a certain way. And he wasn't gonna bring that to the meeting.
And so this is, like, on the...
This was on the
corporate side, like, the business side.
I never understood that. Is it, like, because I know a lot of, like, I have, like, a lot of black friends who, like, are not as dark as, like, you know. So do they care about that? Or
it's
like, the ethnicity, actually?
They say they don't care about it, but the truth is, to some extent, they do. If you're mixed, but you don't look black at all, which sometimes happens, then they're like, oh, I'm not so sure. But if you're mixed and you can tell they're somebody's part black, but they're not, like, that black, so, okay, that was still, it's crazy.
But apparently Meghan Markle is black enough? You can't make this up.
So would, like, Meghan Markle, who's pretty white...
Right, yeah.
Would she be considered,
she would still,
like,
be,
diverse?
As a white guy, even Michael has his own doubts about the possibility for advancement for himself at Disney, saying, quote, as far as Disney is concerned, I'm a white male.
Now I'm, like, a half step below a true department head. I have a team under me, but I don't oversee a whole department. And that's, like, to oversee a whole department. Whether that's at Disney or having to leave. So.
Okay. Do you think that you'll have an opportunity at Disney?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you. I think I'm sort of, like, well prepared for it. I'm well positioned for it. But as far as Disney's concerned, I'm a white male. And that's not who they're looking to promote at the moment.
In fact, Michael actually got to experience Disney's discrimination against white males firsthand.
So.
Oh, do you think that has a lot to do with it?
I don't know about a lot, but it has something to do with it.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you think the competition is?
Oh, I mean, I've been up for jobs internally against people who have less experience than me haven't gotten.
Okay. And they were given to somebody else. Do you think it had something to do with their...
In one or two cases, you know, I was told very explicitly that it did. Yeah.
Explicitly how? What did they tell you?
Oh, I mean, I've been at the company 11 years now, so I have friends in HR, and I have friends in those divisions, and they're like, look, nobody else is going to tell you this, Mike, but they're not considering any white males for a shot. They're just not. That's not what they're like.
And so it's probably fair that Disney would say, we don't want a white person to play this role.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're very careful about messaging, because they don't want to get too open to discrimination in either direction. But certainly there have been times where, you know, there's no way we're hiring a white male.
Just kind of unspoken.
There are times when it's spoken. But
how would they say it?
There's no way we're hiring a white male. They say
like straight to you?
They'd be very careful how they message that to agents.
In like email or whatever.
Right. But after getting a dose of Disney's discrimination himself, it seems like Michael may have been hit with a reality check that discrimination against people based upon race is probably not cool.
I mean, it kind of feels like we're, you know, at some point there's going to be a lawsuit. That's kind of how it feels, just because of, you know.
And that is a lawyer talking. Now, could it get worse? It actually does. Not only does Disney discriminate against white men, it gives management bonuses to hire DEI candidates over white men, totally disregarding their level of qualification, as long as they're not white. You heard me correctly. A part of some executives' compensation package is based on hiring and retaining black hires. We saw this in the case of IBM. America First Legal has launched a lawsuit, many people coming out of the woodwork from IBM, from these Fortune 500 companies, all saying they've experienced this. We are certain to hear from people inside Disney who've made these claims. Many people here in Los Angeles, here in Hollywood, very afraid of Disney, very afraid of retaliation against their creative productions or movies or films or jobs for speaking about this truth. But if you have been a victim of discrimination, please reach out to OMG or Citizen Journalism Foundation, and we will try to get you representation to get your rights back.
I've had it with all my personal and private information being exposed and exploited by big tech and big government, so I'm joining my friend Eric Prince, and I'm switching to my new unplugged phone. Protect your privacy, get your very own unplugged phone, go to unplugged.com/OMG, that's unplugged.com/OMG, take your privacy back, unplugged.com/OMG.
I mean, HR keeps in a huge spreadsheet. Yeah.
What kind of spreadsheet?
Well, I mean, I haven't seen it exactly, but I mean, literally, like, you know, they have stats. 17% of our executives at this level identify as XYZ. 40% of our executives at this level identify as, you know. They have goals that they're trying to hit. They want a certain percentage of diversity here, a certain percentage of diversity there.
But are these, like, these are open goals? Because you're saying they can't say it in such specific terms. So are they open goals?
They are open goals at a senior enough level.
So how does Disney explain pushing these discriminatory practices to the people that they work with? Well, according to Michael Giordano, it seems like it's a sensitive issue, and they use code words and buzzwords.
I'm guessing that there is a acceptable code words and buzzwords that are used to explain what they're looking for. They might say something like, you know, look, we're not looking at like the usual suspects for this job. You know? So it's like not like a legally actionable thing, but everybody knows what it means.
According to Michael, even Disney's human resources agencies are on board with these practices. Hi, guys, do you know what the code words are for the discriminatory hiring practices? Do you work in HR? No? You familiar with the buzzwords? They don't know what I'm talking about now, but they will soon.
They, you know, the writers and actors will hear all the time, like, you know, I'm looking to hire writers and actors who bring diversity. I'm not looking to bring on any more clients who are like, you know. So there's definitely that focus.
Disney even has an internal organization such as 20th Action Group, whose sole purpose is to promote discriminatory DEI hiring practices and to push bizarre characters and storylines on children. The question is, can the people just come to work, make their cartoons, and do the discrimination elsewhere? But apparently not on CEO Bob Iger's watch. So how is prioritizing these DEI practices over hiring merit-based talent worked out for Disney shareholders, you might ask? Well, over the past 5 years, the S&P index is up over 88%, and Disney is down almost 30%, making that once golden brand one of Wall Street's biggest disappointments. Yes, the disaster that Disney has become is probably the most glaring example of what happens when you prioritize DEI over talent, content creators, and executives who truly know how to build value. So will Disney turn it all around and hire or promote based upon merit? We shall see. This is just part one. We got another tape coming out next week. This is a multiple part series. I spoke with Michael Giordano. You'll see that soon.
Are you ready for a date?
We are.
You have nothing to say?
I haven't seen you.
Do you work for Disney?
I'm not gonna.
Is this you right here?
And hopefully we get a comment from the CEO, Bob Iger, reporting from Burbank, California, outside the Walt Disney Company. This is James O'Keefe with OMG.